This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. We're going to continue the discourse that we started with Chris Martinson in the first couple of segments, continued on with Jay Taylor, and wrapped up the first hour with Jeff Deist. And that is, the only thing you can control in the world today is your attitude. And I have to maintain that controlling your attitude is very, very important. You know, as they say, don't let the bastards get you down. If you don't like what's going on right now, try to make a change any place you can. I believe that's at a local level. And then if that doesn't salve your conscience, if that doesn't give you a little bit of peace, then you have to take some kind of other action. But do not get so wrapped up in this thing that you're on the verge or perhaps in the process of having a nervous breakdown. The issue in the United States between the left and the right is critical. And if you don't draw the line saying, I'm going to simply live my own life, you're going to have a problem. Glenn, how do you feel about all this?
Well, Big Al, I think you're on to something there. Because obviously, whether somebody loves or hates Donald Trump or loves or hates Hillary Clinton, whichever person gets elected is not going to be able to change the $200 trillion in contingent liabilities of the U.S. federal government, not going to be able to change the aggregate debt to GDP ratio, not going to be able to address some of the energy challenges, the challenges of the fractional reserve banking system, all of that. There's a reckoning coming. I believe that with every fiber of my being. Anybody that thinks that and involving themselves in the political system, which may be a good thing to do, but is going to change those underlying facts, is really mistaken. Politics may inform what we do about those facts or which direction the country goes in terms of dealing with those facts, but it doesn't change the underlying facts and circumstances. What people can control, and something I've spent more time on the last year, is not where you can't control, or a minimal amount of control of what happens aggregately. You can control a lot about what you do personally, and your family does personally, and your business does personally, given those facts and circumstances in which we live. A surfer that tries to change the directions of the tides or the waves is going to be frustrated at a minimum. But a surfer that tries to figure out which way the tide is going and which way the waves are breaking and adjust their surfing patterns accordingly can be very successful even when the sea is not going in a manner that everybody would like. And I think there's a lesson to that for all of us. You know, where do you want to be located? How do you want to conduct your life? Somebody at the very beginning, for example, when the Federal Reserve System was founded 100 plus years ago now, could have said, well, ultimately, we're going to get to the point where things are so leveraged that the whole system will come unglued. And they would have been right 100 years ago, and they would have missed out, had 100 years of misery if that's all they focused on. So you need to be cognizant of the facts and circumstances in which you're living. But meanwhile, try to do a good job. That's something I've had to work on. Try to get a good job of not focusing on what should have been or could have been in the past and what your plans and hopes for the future are, but sort of enjoying things along the way. Because life is, as the Bible says, life's but a vapor. It's very short. No one's promised tomorrow.
You know, as the Bible says, you know, one of the most glorious things that can happen to a person is actually what I call, you know, moving on into the next chapter of their existence, which, you know, a person who is afraid of that or whatever is going to call it death. I don't call it death. I call it a celebration. Okay, so long story short, rather than dwelling on a person's death or what have you, I think you have to take it. I don't think, I know from my own personal experience, you have to take advantage of what you have while you are here, and to let people like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, neither one of which I have a lot of respect for, rule my life is simply letting myself down. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I'm somebody who's took a giant step back from the political system, somebody that was pretty deeply involved. I'm still involved to a significant extent, but not to the extent that I was. And this is because I came to believe through osmosis that our politics, our problems were not going to be solved through the political system anytime soon. That we probably have a long way to go. Things might get better for people that choose to be optimistic. Things might get better. But in the aggregate, I really strongly suspect they're going to have to get worse first, if that's the case. So that if that supposition of mine is correct, then you have to ask yourself, okay, then how then shall we live? What is it that we do what are the things that matter most to us, and spend our time worrying about those as opposed to things that you really can't fix or really won't be fixed? Because people that are participants in your message board, Al, and listeners to your program are already kind of hipped in, kind of clued in. If you think that what the mainstream media is pushing out and the narratives that's being pushed out through CNBC and places like that are right, it's an accurate representation of what's going on in the economy, you're not going to be listening to the Corlin Economics Report. People have already figured out. People that listen to your read your work, listen to your show, are people who already get the joke, and they're trying to figure out, like all of us are, what is the truth? Trying to as best we can have the light to see it, and then want to know what is it that I do for me, my family, and maybe through participation in the political system, but to modify or to influence how these things impact me, my family, my business, my local community. People like Chris Martinson, who's an extraordinarily bright fellow, who's done an awful lot of look at, if anybody that hasn't watched his crash course on YouTube, is really missing a beat. I mean, because you begin to see how intractable some of the problems we face are. But then there's the suggestive of actions that people can take for themselves to have greater resiliency for themselves, their family. And some of that's material, some of that's spiritual, some of that's friendship and personality based and all those kinds of things. But there are things, rather than sit around and despair about, I don't despair about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, because I know in my heart that trouble's coming regardless of who gets elected. It's just what the flavor of the trouble is. Mm-hmm. So you just have to then figure out, okay, how then shall I live, and how shall I adjust my affairs and my plans to deal with that? As we discussed off mic, Big Al, you can go to other parts of the world that are much less fortunate than the United States, where the average quality of life for the citizens top to bottom is just much, much, much lower, and still see people who live very good qualities of life in terms of their personal lives, their relationships, and even financially, materially, venally, they live very well in the midst of where the rising tide is not lifting all boats, because it's been a falling tide. But it's still very possible, even if things don't go well in the aggregate here in the United States, for us who are involved with your show and others, to construct lives which are rewarding and fruitful in the midst of this larger narrative that's going on.
You know, I have to say I agree with that 100%, and that was the whole purpose that I had when I decided to devote the majority of this weekend show to this particular subject, because I think when people hear from other folks, other human beings, what they are doing and why they feel it's not simply constructive in any sense of the world to walk around outside pretending that you're in the dark, to walk around outside with a tin hat to protect you from a Chicken Little's, comment about the sky is falling. That is simply not the type of life that we want to lead. I think we have it right on, in the sense that the only way that we can make a difference is to have a solid attitude, to realize what reality is, and to adjust our lives accordingly, which does not include simply complaining.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Mr. Dana Lyon, the regular guest on this show and fund manager based out of Chicago. You can see his website, my401kpro.com. Plus, he also has a free blog that I visit every day because, Dana, I think you do a great job of summarizing what's going on in a number of different markets. And what I want to talk about for this edit, for this segment is the VIX. The VIX, as we're recording this, which is later in the trading day on Friday, is just north of 11 points on the volatility index, and it did drop down to just above 11, which is almost a historically low level. We've only seen the VIX drop down to single digits a couple times in the last number of years. This, to me, just screams that there's a lot of complacency in the market. And when I was talking to you about that, you mentioned a chart, which I will post on our website. And this chart looks at the average volume in inverse ETFs. And as you title it, it's at the lowest level in 5 years. Can you explain what this means to you and what you think it should mean to investors out there?
Sure. Thanks, Corey. We've talked about since, you know, the stock market bottom in February, that one of the things that has perpetuated the rally and prolonged the rally has been the skeptical sentiment among investors. People have been slow to embrace the rally into June. So that's one thing that has kept basically a steady stream of new blood, new capital coming into the market. So I think in June we discussed that what development that would concern us, make us more concerned than we were and had been since February, would be a jump in sentiment. And we still hadn't been seeing that. We suggested perhaps it's going to take a move to new highs, a breakout to new highs, at least in the major averages, to see that that final rush into the market that gets sentiment a little bit extended. And since the breakouts in July, we've seen that among various sentiment metrics that we follow, including, as you mentioned, one indicator that we track, which measures the amount of volume in an inverse equity ETF. So, you know, for those that aren't familiar, inverse ETFs are funds that move opposite of whatever index they're tracking. So an inverse equity ETF, an inverse ETF on the S&P 500, for example, would move opposite the S&P 500. So people that are nervous about maybe a sell-off in stocks or just want to hedge their portfolio, they could buy this inverse ETF on the S&P 500. So
it's essentially like taking a general short position on whatever.
It's not technically short, but it's the same idea. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's basically being short the market. So historically, not surprisingly, we've seen the activity in inverse ETFs rise as the market's dropping and vice versa. And we see the biggest spikes, the most activity, the heaviest volume in inverse ETFs near market bottoms. Conversely, historically we've seen, very low activity, very low volume in inverse ETFs near market tops, either, significant tops or at least short-term market tops. And right now, as you mentioned, using a 10-day average of inverse ETF volume relative to the total volume in the market, we're seeing the 10-day average volume hitting its second lowest level since the beginning of 2011. So right now it's indicating, whereas people were pretty skeptical of the market up until the breakout in July, people are becoming a lot more comfortable in stocks since the breakout. People are getting a lot more complacent. And as a result, they're taking off a lot more of their hedges. They're not concerned about, the downside as much right now. And what we've seen in the past is that these types of readings occur near, maybe not significant tops always, but at least shorter term tops. So we've seen since 2011, we've seen readings near this low on five other occasions. And over the next month and the 3 months, the market's been down at four of the five times following those readings. So I think somewhere over the next 3 months or so, we'll probably see a decent drawdown in the market.
Well, I can say, Dana, is when you see the VIX drop this low, it gets very, very tempting to put some money in. Even if I believe you're on the side that you think the markets could still continue to go up, there are days when this VIX can move 5, even 7%, on some short-term volatility, and people can make some good money there, but you obviously need to actively manage that investment. Now, that being said, that the volume into these inverse ETFs is at an almost historically low level, do you think the reason why this is happening is we're seeing some people maybe hedge their bet instead of putting it in ETFs, but put it in other vehicles like treasuries or gold, which has been performing fairly well?
I wouldn't necessarily make that connection. We've seen, you know, the traders in equities pretty much stay with equities, and especially when they're concerned about a sell-off in equities, is much as people might like to make the connection between, you know, gold and bonds as a hedge to equities. When we see equity markets sell off, the one place people rush to is, you know, inverse ETFs and downside protection in equities, along with volatility, like you mentioned. So, I would say the volatility market might take a small share away from that, but from what we've seen, just even in recent years, the tracking of the hedging in equity markets is the best gauge of sentiment for equity markets. So I think this is the low activity, the low amount of hedging right now in equities is probably a pretty reliable bearish signal from a contrarian perspective right now.
When you do see this discrepancy and this low level of volume, do you think that this is more the retail audience or average investor that is putting their money into the markets, or is this just across the board?
This one runs the gamut. I think there is a large amount of large percentage would be retail money being measured in this metric. But like I discussed earlier in the week with Chris Temple, we're also seeing a high level equity exposure among money managers via the name exposure survey. So we're seeing, you know, since, like I said, since the breakout in July, we're seeing sentiment readings across the board finally, you know, start to rise and in some cases hitting extremes. So I think that's a red flag, at least maybe not tomorrow or the next day, but at least sometime in the next few weeks to months, we're going to see probably a decent and healthy correction.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. the Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. I am joined by Adrian Day, founder of Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian, you and I were chatting at the recent Sprott conference. I unfortunately did not have a chance to bring you on the show, but when we were talking there, we decided that we would almost recap it later on in the week, and I'm bringing you on, well, the very next weekend. So this almost does tie into the general theme of this weekend's show, and that is a sense of optimism, or taking a more positive outlook on certain aspects of life. Let's talk about the, I would say, positive outlook that a lot of people at that Sprott conference had. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, it's interesting. The theme is optimism, to think that there's optimism in gold going up, which normally means pessimism on a lot of other things. But certainly there was a changed attitude, no question, and that was very noticeable to everybody. You know, people were much more positive on gold, on the companies. You know, the last few years, let's face it, have been pretty depressing for anyone invested in the gold sector. And, you know, most people have been walking around with very, very long faces. So this was good. I should emphasize, this was a long, long, long way from the sort of heady, manic attitudes that we got, you know, back in 2011, or in other segments in 1999, or...
It in no way feels like the top.
Oh, no way at all. Mm-hmm. People were serious, asking serious questions, but more positive, yeah.
Now, talking about a couple of your keynote speeches at the conference, one dealt with the Fed and interest rates around the world, and how that can benefit gold, especially if these interest rates continue to keep moving down. We saw earlier this week the Bank of England go ahead with an interest rate cut, which I think people thought would have come last month, but turned out that it just came this month. Gold got a bit of a buy on it. give us a little update, if you would, on what your speech entailed for those who could not attend the conference, and how what the Bank of England did earlier this week kind of further verified what you talked about.
The actual theme of my talk was three reasons to be a Super Bull on gold. So I talked a little bit about the positive and the negative aspects, factors for gold, the supply demand and so on. A lot of which are sort of known. So I recapped that fairly briefly, like the central bank demand being very positive for gold and actually increasing, net mine supply actually having peaked last year and declining, forecasted decline, I should say, over the next few years. So that's positive. Looked at China and India, demand, and obviously China's demand has been extremely volatile on a week-to-week and month-to-month basis, but on a sort of year-to-year basis, the trend is extremely positive and strong. So we talked about that, but then I said, okay, so so these are all the reasons that I'm very constructive on gold. And also, frankly, the fact that it's very, very under-owned, even with the boost in price that we've had this year. It's very, very under-owned, both on the retail level and on the institutional level. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that it's been so strong this year, and we haven't had a really significant pullback, is because there's so much money on the sidelines. So every time we do get a correction, there's more people coming in to buy.
And the funds are more or less trying to balance out their portfolios, right? You're essentially saying that they were very underweight gold.
Very underweight gold. Okay. And there have been some big names, like Stanley Druckenmiller and even Soros and other people who have made big move, Paulson, who've made big moves into gold. But overall, institutions, hedge funds are still underweight. So, I said there's three reasons to be a Super Bull. One is the fact that investors are underweight. And, if you look at the size of the gold universe relative to other indices and markets, it doesn't take an awful lot of money flowing into gold and gold stocks to have a significant effect on the gold sector. If you just look at the XAU, Index of Senior North American Gold and Silver Companies, which, of course, doesn't include everything, but you look at the XAU, and that is about half the size of Walmart and about a fifth the size of Apple. So it doesn't take a lot of money to flow out of the broad market into gold to make the gold stocks go up meaningfully. I think the second reason is the paper holdings well outstrip physical holdings. And I'm not one of these people that think, we're suddenly going to get a short squeeze on the COMEX and everyone's going to have to settle in gold. That's not going to happen. My points, and nor am I one of these people that don't think the gold in the GLD or other ETFs is really there. I'm not one of those people. But the mere fact that there is more paper gold and paper obligations than there is physical gold is a concern, because it means more than one person has a claim on the same amount of physical gold. So I think we could see a kind of squeeze on that in coming years. As the gold price moves up, more people will want to take delivery of the gold they think they own. And then the third reason that I mentioned was I called them clueless central banks. The central banks around the world have really boxed themselves into a corner with their excessively low interest rates and easy money. And I don't see anything fundamentally changing on a global viewpoint. And as you mentioned, Britain just this week has cut rates and basically announced another sort of quantitative easing program. If you think back to December, when the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee itself projected four additional interest rate hikes this year, and I was not alone in saying that was preposterous. It just wasn't going to happen. And here we are halfway through the year, and we haven't had a single one. Now, and it seems like at every meeting they've cut their forecasts. So, you know, now the majority of the Fed is talking about two additional interest rate cuts this year. Well, you know, it remains to be seen. I think the basic problem with the Fed and with other central banks is they box themselves into this corner, and they are ultra afraid of doing anything to cause the economy to spill over into a recession or worse. And so the Fed, as you notice, they'll always talk about maybe next quarter, maybe next meeting we'll raise rates. And then there's always an excuse, you know, well, the new jobs numbers weren't quite so good. Well, China had bad results. Well, the stock market fell this month. Oh, Brexit, of course, is another reason that we mustn't raise rates. So they're waiting for a perfect world in which to raise rates. And, of course, we're unlikely to see a perfect world. So anyway, I think they're afraid to raise rates, and I think we're going to see lower rates for the foreseeable future. But let me just wrap up on that, if I may. The sad part about all this is that all this massive stimulus that we've seen around the world, you know, $3 trillion in the U.S., but many, many multiples trillion dollars around the world, ultra-low interest rates, we have talk of austerity in many countries, and the result, in fact, is that debt levels have increased since 2008. They've increased more than global GDP. So most countries today, most, are worse off today in terms of their debt-to-GDP levels than they were in 2008. And I think one would have to say, but this is also, yeah, absolutely. And I think we would also have to say, but it's been a very, very mediocre recovery in the U.S. It has been a recovery, but it's not exactly been a robust recovery, given all the money that's been pumped in.
Oh, that's the big takeaway there, Adrian, is that this money that is supposed to be injected into the economy and help stimulate growth has not had that impact. Great chatting with you. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Dan Alder.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. You know, we had a bunch of optimistic ideas in the show, and I want everybody, if they would, to keep those in mind, because without optimism, you're just not going to go anywhere. You have to be clear thinking, but you also have to try and put a positive spin for your own self on things. That's the only way to get ahead. I mean, imagine a guy in medical school who went in there thinking, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to get through this. Of course, and then he would never get through. Well, our country is in a difficult situation right now, and we have to get through it. One of the ideas that's come up that we're chatting with Dan Oliver right now that I think is worth talking about, because Dan is a real expert in this area. Dan, the concept of an alternative currency, that would be a major change, but there are communities in the United States right now that have issued their own currencies, and they seem to be working pretty well. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Before we talk about it, we should probably review what precisely a currency is, what money is. And there are really two competing theories on this idea. One is a very 19th century, early 20th century idea, the Keynesian idea that money is just a token. You know, the state creates these tokens, has the power of the army behind it, and people transact in it because they're essentially afraid of what the government might do. And this idea, there's some evidence that back in the Mesopotamian periods that currency worked in this way. The priests would demand money in this form, and people circulated it because they had to pay their taxes in it. And of course, I mean, there's no question that money does behave that way in certain senses, but that's not at all how money came into being. It came into being because people transacted goods, and over time they realized that some goods were more liquid than other goods. It was easier to transact in some goods. The transaction costs were smaller. Everyone would accept it. The bid and ask spread was smaller. And this is the Mungarian. You know, Karl Menger came with this idea in the late 19th century that basically money is evolved out of the market. It's not a conscious thing. No one sits around and says, let's make gold money. What happens is that over time, as people transact lots of different goods, they discover that gold is, in fact, the one that has the most stable value, that's the easiest to just transact. And interestingly, I was reading a book review in the Journal this morning about a book that talks about the emergence of money in prison camps in World War II. And the same thing happens. You know, all these goods are coming from the Red Cross, and they would trade food for, other things. And over time, it turned out that cigarettes were the most liquid thing in these markets. And so cigarettes became the money, the standard of value, because even if you didn't smoke yourself, you knew you could trade it for someone else for something else. So they start circling. So this is how money evolves out of the market. And if you look at the history of currencies, what invariably happens is that you move from market money, free market money, which has always been gold and silver because they're the most liquid items on the planet. And again, people in their self-interest choose them for that reason. That's why every economy that's had gold and silver over the last 4,000 years has chosen them as money. And then what happens? The state puts it in a coin, which is a good thing, because then everyone says, okay, I don't have to weigh the gold you bring me. I know it's the amount of gold because it has a number on it, says it is, and I don't really need to weigh it because as long as the government's going to take it in taxes, I don't really care. And so this is a good thing, and it makes these coins very liquid. But then, of course, what happens is there's confusion about what that coin really is. And the state says, hey, what we can do is we can take these coins and then mint smaller coins, or coins with less gold and silver in them, and just call them the same thing. And so, again, you see a history of debasement going back since society began. And then what happens is all of a sudden the standard of money switches from being something that's market-based into something that's state-based and enforced by the state. And so if you think about the evolution in that sense, where we are in that, you know, cycle is we now have a currency that's backed by the state. And I think Hitler has a great line where he says something like, you know, anyone who sets prices above the prescribed amount can be marshaled off to a concentration camp, and that is the bastion of money. This idea that power is really what stands behind money. And so in that sense, free market money is a direct threat to the state when you reach this point in history where we are. And so this is why the government's very jealous of its monetary power, and you see people like that fellow who's trying to mint his own gold coin, which is an ancient thing, a tradition, and in this country it was legal until recently, and he was marched off to prison. So they really, really care about this. And so what you have going on now in this space is two different efforts. One is this sort of the crypto libertarians who are trying to work on blockchain technology, which is really, you know, end run the state. In other words, create a currency that the state can't control, they can't view, and this will liberate everyone. And they're having some success. I mean, you know, the problem is that the state doesn't like this so much that they can find some other way. I mean, they, you know, I'm sure if the FBI wants to get into my computer, they can't. And the fact that my blockchain might be unintelligible, if they can hack into my computer software, they, you know, I'm not a computer expert, and most people aren't. So I think this, the idea that the libertarian idea that you can defeat the government through a computer, which of course they control the internet, I think might be a little far-fetched. But in any case, that's one effort. And there are other efforts going on, which I think are a little more interesting because I think they're more subtle, and that is, you have in the government a completely complex a panoply of regulations on the state and federal level and laws, and very few people understand how they intermix. And if you do understand it, you can try to look for loopholes in these things. And there are some groups that are trying to design, you know, what I would call alternative currencies. Really, they're just electronic gold-based payment mechanisms that actually would comport with existing law and regulation. And that makes it much harder for the state to shut it down, especially because, you know, there's an interesting phrase in the Constitution, which I don't have in front of me, unfortunately, but it says something like, you know, no state may coin money except for gold and silver or make such legal tender the payment of debts. And so the Constitution being a collection of negative rights, to say the states can't make money except for gold and silver implies that the states can make money that is gold and silver. Now, you know, as we all know, Roosevelt made possession of gold illegal, made it a felony during the Great Depression, and the court backed that up. And so, you know, the question is when these alternate currencies start coming out, which they will if the state goes to try to shut them down, the ones that are state-based, like Texas has passed a law to implement a gold-based depository for Texans, you know, is there a constitutional issue here? And can the state say that, according to the Constitution, they are permitted to do this? I've checked, according to lawyers I've checked with, this language has never been adjudicated at the Supreme Court. So one road is to say let's overturn the FDR decisions. I think that's a tough one to travel. The court doesn't like overturning itself, especially if it rolls back federal power, since you know the liberal branch of the government of the Supreme Court it wants to let the government do whatever they want to do. On the other hand, this other language is sort of black letter rights the states have. And I think I'd love to see the somersaults that these guys would have to go through to overturn the black letter law of the Constitution. The states can do this. So it's an interesting area. You know, I did note that in Greece, when the euro collapsed, communities did create their own currencies. And what was interesting, it was a great natural experiment. The initial ones were all very idealistic and egalitarian. So it was done by your hour. So an hour of a lawyer's time, you trade it in the market for an hour's of babysitter's time. And that didn't, you know, work out, obviously, because that's based on Marx's theory of value, that labor time is the same. And that's not correct. And those didn't work out. But the ones that were more free market, where you could bid on different services for what they're worth, did actually work. And you have communities in Greece, apparently, that are operating under these alternative arrangements. And the state doesn't know quite how to handle that. So I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it does threaten the Leviathan. I expect the government to push back on it. But that's essentially what money is. It is the market desperately trying to be free to transact goods in the cheapest method possible. And that is not using U.S. dollar or any other paper currency that exists today.
Well, Dan, just a couple comments of what you've been talking about. Obviously, throughout history, in any form of currency, gold has played a very significant role until just recently when the U.S. went off the gold standard. And I say recently because we can go back thousands of years and gold in some form or another or some other sort of hard asset, hard tangible asset, was the backing to currencies. And now we are off of that standard, that gold standard or any asset-backed standard, but we do have this potential out there, and that is the internet and the form of communications that the world has for currencies. We saw Bitcoin steal the attention, even from gold, back when Bitcoin surpassed the value of an ounce of gold. It has since fallen back and had some technical issues, but it does lend the question to any sort of a new currency. Will it be a hard form of currency? What will it be backed by? And how online based will it be? Because you always need to consider anything that is strictly based online inherently has some dangers associated with it in case the online network kind of goes down. But this is a much longer topic that I'm sure we could talk for hours about. Unfortunately, this is wrapping up our show and we are out of time, but I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show and took away a little positivity for the upcoming week. Dan, thanks for joining us.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.